Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, the 18th of May of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is a blessing to be with you tonight, as it always is. Every time I get to do this, I always thank God that I get to do it, that God's called me to do it, and I'm glad to do it because I feel like I've been called by God to do it. And so, therefore, I am glad to do it because I enjoy doing what God has placed upon my heart to do. Amen. Now, I want to let you know, give you a little bit of an India update. Apparently, my dad preached this morning our time, so it would have been Wednesday night his time. And they had like 100 people there, more people than they had ever had before, which was good to see. Was it full too, apparently? Did they fill it? He didn't say whether it was full or not full, but that's cool when you have more people show up to your church than what you've ever had before. That's an amazing thing when you have that happen. That means that God is doing things, and it's great to see that God is moving there. And just keep praying that whatever the plans of prosecution are, that they come to naught, and that God just continue to protect him and guard him, because he is a child of God. And thank you, Jesus, that you are protecting him right there, right now, where he is. That you are making a way for him. You're making a way for him. When it seems like there is no way, you're making a way. And I thank you for that, Jesus, that you're doing that for him. I'm thankful that God is making a way for him. When it seems like there's no way, you're making that he's making a way. And I thank God that he is there moving on my dad's behalf, because this is the first time that he's really been able to go there for an extended time like this and minister to people. In India, vast majority of the people are Hindu. And many people have idols in their homes. My grandma and grandpa Shukla, there were idols in their house. Idols. Am I not telling the truth, Mom? Idols in their homes. And people will worship many gods. Well, the fact of the matter is there is only one true God. These other gods that they worship, they're worthless. They really are worthless. They're not worth anything because they didn't die for us. They don't have a covenant for us. They don't. They weren't born in a manger for us or anything like that. Not like our Jesus, whom we worship. We have Jesus. These other idols, can't compare it. They're idols. Because the Bible says that anything you put in front of God is an idol. So that really means that almost basically anything could be an idol. If you put it in front of God, it's an idol. But these people, they have actual idols in their homes. So that is a wild thing that they have, that they would have that. In my mind, it's a wild thing that they would have that in their houses, these idols. Because we weren't made to worship idols. We were made to worship God. At least that I know of. That's what we were made to worship. We were made to worship God. And not all these idols that people worship. Amen. And so, I thank God for what he is doing right now there in India. I thank God for what he's doing here even right now. And I love him. I love my Jesus. He's the way maker. He makes a way when it seems that there is not a way. He makes one. Because he loves us. And he doesn't do it like by mistake. And I know he doesn't do it by mistake. He does it because he loves us. Amen, 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 amen. And amen. And so,
amen.
I thank him for that. Who was laughing? If you hear other chatter, don't worry about it.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No, listeners, I'm not saying bye-bye to you. I'm still here. Hey, and if you're trying to throw me off the airwaves, I'm not going nowhere. You're stuck. You're stuck with me. I'm still here. Just that, you know, my mom was leaving the my apartment. That's all that was about. That's all that was about. So need not worry. I'm not closing off the show. You just started, and so. So like I said, you're stuck with me tonight. And it's not. And by the way, you know, the being stuck with me, that's nothing to be sad about, because I'm glad to be with you. As I tell you all the time, I'm happy to be with you. And I love doing this. I just love doing it. I really do. It's not something that I'm taking lightly, because I feel like God has called me to do this as ministry. It's really, it's just really, honestly, how I feel. But God has called me to it. So that's why I do it. And so, how many of you have received, can honestly say, listeners, think, how many of you have received a miracle since you've gotten saved? A miracle of some kind, a financial miracle, a miracle in your body, a miracle in your mind, or just something that God has done, that he's healed you of, strengthened you in a certain area, or anything like that that God has done. How many of you have received something like that from God? Amen. My hands went up because I have received that. And my hope is that wherever you were, if it was safe to do so, that you let your hand, that you put your hands up, because it shows me that you've received something awesome from the Lord. Because when I receive something like that from my Jesus, I get real thankful. And I get real excited. Yes, I do. So praise God. Yes, listeners, if you guys know anywhere where there's a donut machine, send it to me. Because my dream, ultimately, I would love to see one of these donut machines. I don't think I've let you listeners in on the secret before. And I figure, you know, why not have a little fun with this? So about this donut dream that I've, this donut dream idea that I've had. So what my idea is for this donut machine is it's this machine that can make fresh, hot donuts, one at a time, anywhere from one to two at a time. So it's not one of these commercial ones that they have that might exist at these donut shops that might make, you know, 50 donuts at a time or hundreds of donuts at a time or anything like that. No, no, no. One or two donuts. And they're personalized. But they can make donuts of any size, including donuts the size of my face. What?
Mine too.
Oh, what?
You kidding?
Ah. They're bigger than, so it's bigger than your face. Oh. The last I checked, they could only go up to the size of your face. So you can only have one the size of your face. I can have one the size of my face. Emily can have one the size of her face. So the little kiddo can have a donut the size of his face. What did you do? What did you do? About listeners, so the idea is that it can make these different sizes of donuts. And it makes them fresh, hot, off the thing. But it makes them in, like, ultimately, it can make it take as long as it wants. But ultimately, in my mind, I'd say it takes, like, 5 minutes at the most. So it's like the microwave, maybe a little bit longer, but hey, guess what? It's not a microwave. I have no problems using a microwave. I use a microwave at my apartment. But you may say, what miracle man? Why did you say microwave like that? Because if you've ever heard of Kitchen Nightmares, there's a couple of certain episodes. There's one in which Gordon goes in there, and when he's in there, the first night that he's in there, the first day that he's in there, actually, day and night, everything is microwaved. Everything is microwaved. There's three chefs standing there, three stoves. They're not being used. Why? Because the owner there has decided that everything was being nuked in the microwave. Everything. Isn't that scary, Emily? This is not a microwave. It is a donut machine. But my idea is that it talks to me like the microwave, my microwave that I have in my apartment. But you'd be able to talk to it and tell it the flavor of donut that you want and the size of donut that you want, like how many inches and what have you. How many inches is the face, would you say, Emily? Mine. Would that be a 12-inch, 18-inch, what?
Maybe 12.
Oh, foot-long donut. Oh, that's a foot-long donut. So that's a foot-long Long John, baby.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Whereas the cops and donuts is a 6-inch, or would you say that's a 4-inch?
I don't know what size the standard donut is.
I was using a Long John as an example. That might be a 6, so that means the face size one would be a 12, or would it be like 14?
Maybe 12.
12, maybe 18 even, because the face one would be huge.
Yep, depending on how big your head is.
Mine might be like a 15, maybe.
I don't think your head's that big.
Depends on, but anyhow, my idea, listeners, is that you'd be able to talk to it and tell it how big of a donut you want. And it makes them in different shapes, too. And all the different flavors, you just go find the mix. Oh, wait a minute. It comes with mix for tons of different flavors, including one of my personal favorites, peanut butter. You need a peanut butter donut, don't you, Emily? You do? Yes. By the way, listeners, if you heard that Yoss thing that I did, it's from Vine. And I don't get what happened to Vine. I don't get why TikTok bought it out. I wish they could have just kept all those Vines. And all those Vines could have been incorporated into TikTok. But no, that's not how it worked, sadly. Because when I heard that Vaughn was going away, I had just heard of Vine. So I never downloaded the app. I never thought to listen to the videos. Now I wish I did, because otherwise I would have known about it to start with. Including the Yosses. All right. Enough of that. Moving along. All right. The real deal. To the real deal stuff. I do want to let you know about, you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been and all the different miracles that he's done in my life. And I just thank the Lord every day for what he's done, what he's doing right now, what he's going to do. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And so, Rivers of Miracles, it's R-I-V-E-R-S, not R-Y-V-E-R-S, like my name. It's an I, not a Y. So please, 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 please make a note of that, if you would do so kindly. Okay. The other thing I want to mention to you really quick is PayPal. I want to encourage you to please go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. As you sow your seed, it just helps keep on going. Just helps us, just keep on keeping on and the things of God. Well, here you go. You're welcome. But it just helps us keep on keeping on, as they say. And so, why we just keep going. And so, go to paypal.com to sow your seed. And in the search bar, once you get on the website, you can type in my name, Rivers Shukla. Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers is capitalized. And then the S in Shukla is also capitalized. So please make a note of that, if you would so kindly do. Please, 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 please. Amen. Now, please, there's a verse that I want to sell into your life tonight. And that is the one where it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Not tithe, and it shall be given. Not fast, and it shall be given. Not pray, and it shall be given. And it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. Shall men give unto your bosom. And so, and so on. And so, now we're going to get into a couple songs, and then we're going to get into the Word of the Lord for tonight. At first the world, it couldn't fill me. It was empty grace. But you came along, put me back together, laying out, tempted and proud. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. I know it's true. And I'm not afraid to show you my weakness. Better fall, Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. As the God of the mountain is the God of the valley, there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you.
You turn mourning to dancing. You turn healing to glory. You give beauty for ashes. You're the only one who can. You turn mourning to dancing. You take your beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You turn graves into gardens. You turn shame into glory. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens. You turn shame into glory. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can graze. You turn graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, there's none like you. Oh, you give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Rest your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, we thank you, Lord. There is none like you. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, thank you, Lord. There is no like you. Oh. There's a miracle in the works. I can feel it. There's revival in the church. I can feel it. Some may say it's over. Must have never, my God. Some may say it's finished, but they haven't seen it all. Some may say it's over. But there's a miracle in the works. I believe it, and I can feel it. There's revival in the church. I believe it. There's a miracle in the works. I believe it. There's revival in the church. I believe it. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the earth tremble. Jesus, Jesus, your name is life, like a shadow in the night. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is life, no one in the night. Your name cannot be overcome. Now, Jesus, you change everything. Shame, fall, fear, bow, here, now. Jesus, you change everything. Chains, fall, fear, bow, here, now. Jesus, you change everything. Chains, fall, fear, bow, here, now. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, tremble. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you move the mountains for us. Jesus, Jesus, your name is light, like a shadow in the night. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is light in the shadow in the night. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is light, like the shadow in the night. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name brings light, the shadow in the night. Your name cannot be overcome. Change, fall, fear, bow, here, now. Jesus, you change everything. Change, fall, fear, bow, here, now. Jesus, you change everything. Chains fall, fear, bow, here, now. Jesus, you change everything. Chains fall, here, bow, fear, bow, Jesus, you change everything. Transform. Here. Bow. Here. Now. Jesus, you change everything. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. I feel the chains falling. Yes. I feel the chains falling. I feel the chains falling. Oh, I feel the chains falling. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the way maker. You're the need meter tonight, Lord Jesus. You're the God that meets every need. Thank you, Lord, that you are meeting the needs tonight of every listener that is tuned into this broadcast. You know, Lord God, what they have need of. We may not know, but you do. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are meeting every one of these needs represented by every one of these listeners tonight, because you know what they have need of. We don't know, but you do. And I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory for what you're doing right here, right now. Right here, right now, for us. And we know, I know, oh God, that you are here for us. That you are that way-making God. And I know that you are going to do it for us. Because you are going to make that way for us. But we don't know what you have need of. I mean, we don't know what we have. When we, that we are, we will trust in you above all, because you are our God. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In your matchless name. And I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I pray that finances come into this program. I pray that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Proverbs 12. Praise God, Proverbs 12. We'll see what all the Lord has in store for us tonight through his word. I love the word. What would we do without it? I don't know what we would do without it. I thank the Lord for it. Yes, I do. So praise God. Chapter 12, verse 1. Proverbs. I mean 13. We read 11 and 12. We read them. So we'll go to 13. We're going to begin with verse 1. A wise man heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of his lips, a man enjoys good things, but the unfaithful have a craving for violence. He who guards his tongue guards his life. Did you catch that, listeners? If you're guarding your mouth, you're guarding your life. We'll come back to that later. Reading verse 3 again. He guards his tongue, guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. The sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. They're fulfilled. The righteous hate what is false, but the wicked bring shame and disgrace. Righteousness guards the man of integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. One man pretends to be rich that has nothing. Another pretends to be poor that has great wealth. A man's riches may ransom his life, but a poor man hears no threat. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. Pride only breeds quarrels. Uh-oh. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. Dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. He who scorns instructions will pay for it. But he who respects a command is rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death. Standing wins favor. But the way of the unfaithful is hard. Every prudent man acts out of knowledge, but a fool exposes his folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy brings healing. He who ignores discipline comes to poverty and shame. But whoever heeds correction is honored. A longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul. While fools detest turning from evil. He who walks with the wise grows wise. But a companion of fools suffers harm. Misfortune pursues the sinner. But prosperity is the reward of the righteous. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. That can be grandchildren. But a sinner's wealth is stored up for the just, righteous. A poor man's field may produce abundant food. I like how it says that much food is in the tillage of the poor. But injustice sweeps it away. He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. The righteous eat by their hearts. Content. Eat to their hearts content. But the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. Chapter 14. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. He whose walk is upright fears the Lord, but he whose ways are devious despises him. A fool's talk brings a rod to his back, but the lips of the wise protect them. Where there are no oxen, the manger is empty. But from the strength of an ox comes an abundant harvest. A truthful witness does not deceive, but a false witness pours out lies. The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none, but knowledge comes easily to the discerning. Stay away from a foolish man, for you will not find knowledge on his lips. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception. Fools mock at making amends for sin, but goodwill is found among the upright. Each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Uh-oh. I put in that uh-oh. The Bible didn't say uh-oh. Verse 13. Even in laughter, a heart may ache, and joy may end in grief. The faithless will be fully wise for their ways, and the good may be rewarded for it. A simple man believes anything, but a prudent man gives thought to his steps. A wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. A quick-tempered man does foolish things, and a crafty man is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Evil men will bow down in the presence of the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor are shunned even by their neighbors, but the rich have many friends. He who despises a neighbor sins, but blessed is he who is kind to the needy. Do not these who plot evil go astray, but those who plan what is good find love and faithfulness. All hard work brings a profit, but mere walk leads only to poverty. The wealth of the wise is their crown, but the folly of fools yields folly. A truthful witness saves lives, but false witness is deceitful. Uh-oh. Verse 26. He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death. A large population is a king's glory, but without subjects, a prince is ruined. A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down, but even in death, the righteous have a refuge. Wisdom reposes in the heart of the discerning, and even among fools, She lets herself be known. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a disgrace to any people. A king delights in a wise servant, but a shameful servant incurs his wrath. You see, so what you see here, folks, is even more, you know, clear why we should be righteous. And God is not happy with the wicked at all. In Psalms, it says their God is angry with the wicked every day. There was a verse that I had read when I started that I said I was going to come back to. It was in 13. Verse 3. The verse where it says, he who guards, guards his life. But whoever speaks rashly will come to ruin. You see, listeners, that's why we have to guard our mouths. What are you speaking with your mouth? Are you speaking truth or are you lying? Speaking life or are you speaking death? How are your confessions? What are you confessing over yourself? Are you saying, I'm dumb? I'm stupid? I know nothing. I'm poor. I'm worthless. Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying, I'm blessed of the Lord. I know who I am believing in. My steps are ordered by the Lord since I am righteous. Because the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. I'll say it again. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Not so for the steps of the wicked. No, they avoid them. Another thing I thought we read tonight that I thought was real important. Well, it's where it says, there is a way that to a man seems like it's the right way. To a man, he'll think, oh, this way, if I do it this way, it'll help me. This should work. I don't see how it's going to hurt me. I don't see how it's going to hurt my family, my children, my wife. My husband. It'll be good for us, right? But in the end, that way leads to death. That's why, like I said, this is important. To pay attention. Make sure you live, make sure you're living in the ways of God. Following the wisdom of God. And not giving in to all that folly. False witness, man. What they say is false. Those who are righteous do not like what is false. In fact, they hate what's false. They hate it. Now, hate, you see, is a very strong word. It's a strong word, but I mean it like. Yeah, it's a fair word, but it's like strong meaning, powerful. That means they do not like something. Like they truthfully and honestly do not like it. At all. Parents to children. Said that those who spare the rod, meaning they don't discipline their children at all, they just let them do whatever, don't correct them, don't try to teach them, don't guide them. If you're doing that to your child, that shows you hate them. But if you train them in the way they should go, so that when they're old, they won't depart. When you do that, you're showing that you love them. That you really do love them. God knows our hearts. In Proverbs, just like all other verses, all other books of the Bible, every book of the Bible, every scripture of the Bible was inspired by God. Well, there are verses, you know, that might not be, all the verses inspired, but scripture is inspired by God, all of it. I want to make sure you get that straight. But in the last days that we're in, I would be being as righteous as I knew how to be, wouldn't be flirting around with the whole wicked thing. I wouldn't be bearing false witness, wouldn't be lying. And I'd be winning souls and telling people about my Jesus and how great and marvelous he is. As he is great and marvelous, he is the miracle worker. He is the miracle working God. Yes, he is, and I thank God. I thank God for what he's done in my life. I thank God for what he's doing in my life right now. I thank God for what he's doing in your life right now. Amen. And I love y'all, you all. That's why I come here and do this show every night. It's not but the y'all thing. You must notice that I've been doing that a bit. More likely. Some of you might be saying, well, you love the South, don't you? Yeah, I do. And I will admit, when I used to go down there when I was real little, I didn't say y'all at all. I didn't pay attention, of course, to that. Not as a five. When I started taking more vacations over the years. At first, I didn't pay attention so much, but one year when I went to Chattanooga, Tennessee, I started noticing it a lot. 2011, I want to say it was. And then, but then, this last year, I've been finding myself saying y'all even more. And I don't see it as a bad thing. I like anyhow. Yeah, it's in this. This Proverbs, the blueprint for a Christian life is in the Word of God. from the Word of God. The Bible is not, we don't idolize it. We don't get into that crazy stuff, none of that kind of stuff, but we do serve the God of the Word. Amen. The God of the Word. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this, that we would stop being foolish. Those listeners who are listening who might be being foolish, they would stop, that they would seek your wisdom. They would find your wisdom and turn to it. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are helping us. That if we've been being sinful against you, that you would forgive us right here, right now. And now I thank you right now for any listener that does not know you tonight. Any one of them that might be listening that does not know you, my Jesus, that they would give their life to you right now. Right there, right now, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. And that they would find themselves seeking you, turning to you, turning from their wicked ways. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In your name we pray. And now I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no COVID, none of this evil stuff will come near us, immediate loved ones. Because you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And amen. Amen. I sure love you. All right, go in God. And until next time, God first. God always. So long, everybody.